Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 10. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, distributed according to his will.
In this last lesson of Abraham, the father of discipleship, we want to summarize what we discussed in the previous lessons.
We've emphasized the way Jesus discipled his own. It was a pattern he intended they replicate in the lives of all who would have the Spirit of Christ in them, including you.
Jesus was the perfect example of what complete obedience and perfect love look like.
Jesus instructed his disciples through word and deed into the reality of a kingdom way of life.
Jesus discussed collectively with his disciples how they were to live as his representatives.
His promise to be in their midst when two or three together sought to apply God's commands to their lives assured them they were hearing clearly from his Spirit.
They recognize that the communal understanding of God's word required the confirmation of two or three.
Communal participation as each body member functioned doing his or her part strengthened and encouraged the faith family as a whole.
This interconnectedness in Christ is why almost all the commands in the New Testament are addressed in the plural rather than to an individual.
Jesus trained his disciples to rely on spiritual power by trusting his Spirit within them to be greater than the devil's work around them.
Jesus sent his disciples out to experience his Spirit's power at work through them in his name. They returned to him with joyful awe, following this pattern and making disciples wherever they went.
We've shared how Jesus trained his disciples in the pattern of Abraham.
Please pray and ask our Father if he's restoring this pattern of discipleship as he restores the other Hebraic foundations.
When you're confident in your spirit that our Father is doing this, then consider this truth.
No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved.
If you consider yourself to be born again, then Jesus has called you and empowered you by his Spirit to make disciples as he did.
If you've been church for any length of time, then take seriously our Lord's admonition. Become a new wineskin filled with new wine.
You can't patch the Hebraic foundations and the way our Lord would extend his kingdom through you onto any Hellenist practices or points of view you may have. They're mutually incompatible.
Our website, restorationministries.org, contains video, audio, and written materials you can freely use in this transformation process. And be sure to turn to the Spirit of Jesus in you for guidance and power to make these changes.
Finally, think of the ultimate joyous welcome in his presence when you've become a vessel of spiritual power for Father's might and love to be poured out through you during your life.
You've been called out of the world's ways and goals to embrace the trust-filled, obedient way of life of Abraham, a way of life which Jesus exemplified.
Our Lord's purpose was to equip his followers through his Spirit to make disciples.
When he returns, will this next verse be your epitaph? In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him.